This is Malone Church Podcast, and I'm the Reverend Catherine Viner. And we're a church who are committed to being rooted and grounded in love, living and growing together. You can connect in with what we're doing on YouTube or Facebook and find any information on our website. But what you're going to listen to now is a Bible reading followed by a sermon and then concluding with a prayer.
Hi everyone, the reading today is from Philippians 3 and it's verses 12 to 16, and I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation. I don't mean to say that I've already achieved these things or that I've already reached perfection, but I press on to possess the perfection for which Jesus Christ first possessed me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I've not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. Let all who are spiritually mature agree on these things. If you disagree on some point, I believe God will make it plain to you. But we must hold on to the progress we've already made. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Normally, we are all in church together for this special service. And what I would normally do is invite you all up to the front so we can sing and dance together and so you can see what's going on up at the front of the church and so that we can chat, because I love hearing some of your answers to my questions. Now, although we're not all together this morning and we're all in our own homes, I'm wondering if you can maybe guess what I would use some of these items for. Now, I know I can't hear you, but you can take a guess at home anyway and see if you can come up with why I might need these items. Now, I'm sure there were a few different guesses at what I might use some of these items for, because a couple of different things come to mind when you see this stuff. But when I was getting this stuff together, what I was preparing for was running a race. Now, I don't know about you at home, but one of my all-time favourite days in school was sports day. I loved sports day. I thought it was so much fun. We got to spend the whole day outside instead of cooped up in our classrooms. It was always lovely and sunny because it was summertime, and there was always a buzz in the air. People were always quite excited. Some people might have been a little bit nervous, especially if they were racing and they really wanted to win. But I loved sports day, and I loved having fun with my friends on the sidelines, watching people race. But I also really enjoyed taking part in the races, because although I wasn't always the best and I didn't always win, I am quite competitive. So I loved taking part. So when I got some of this stuff together, it reminded me of running a race in sports day at school. In the passage Ellie just read for us, Paul is describing what life is like for us as Christians. In fact, what he was doing is he was giving the believers in a church in a place called Philippi some advice on how best to follow God. And what he describes, some of the advice he gives them, it's a little bit like the type of advice you might give someone if they were running a race. So today what I'm going to do, I'm going to walk you through my tutorial of how to run a race based on Paul's advice. Paul tells the church in Philippi is don't look back. Now, I think this is great advice for runners. So the first step in our how to run a race tutorial is make sure you don't look back. Because what'll happen if you're running a race on sports day and you're going as fast as you can towards the finish line and suddenly you turn around to look behind you? Well, the first thing that will happen is it's going to slow you down because you have spent your time and your energy during the race to turn around and look the wrong way. The second thing that will happen is you're going to lose sight of the finish line because now you're facing the wrong direction. It's so easy for us to lose sight of where we're going when we're too busy looking at where we've already been. And finally, if you look back during a race, not only will it slow you down and you'll lose sight of the finish line, but now people can overtake you because you're facing the wrong direction and they're all running the right way. It's so important when running a race to make sure you don't get distracted by looking behind you or by looking at how the other runners around you are doing. Sometimes, as Christians, instead of looking ahead towards Jesus, we can get distracted by looking back. Paul's advice to the church in Philippi is to make sure they don't focus on any mistakes they may have made in the past, because that won't help them as they run towards Jesus. So just in the same way we want to make sure we don't look back when we're running a race, we want to make sure as Christians we don't look back and focus on any of the mistakes we may have made in the past, because that won't help us as we run towards Jesus, because we're facing the wrong direction. Something Paul tells us in the Bible is that our goal as Christians is to become more like Jesus. That's something we're really familiar with in JAM, because that's our aim every Sunday morning when we meet together, is that we become more like Jesus every day. And so Paul's second piece of advice to the church in Philippi is to stay focused. When you're running a race, the most important thing for you to do is to keep your eyes focused on what's ahead of you, which is the finish line. When you keep your eyes fixed on the finish line, you'll know which direction you're supposed to run. And when you know which direction you're supposed to be running, you're going to get there much faster. And hopefully, if it's on sports day, you might cross the finish line and you might even get a prize. Because our goal as Christians is to become more like Jesus, we need to keep our eyes focused on him so that we know which way to run. You see, God created each of us so special and so unique, and he's got amazing plans for all of us. So when we keep our eyes focused on him, not only will we become more like him every day, but we'll get to experience the amazing plans he has for each and every one of us. Staying focused on God means doing things that just help us get to know him better. And we can do this in so many ways. We're going to hear from some of our children in JAM who are going to share with us some of the ways they stay focused on God as they get to know him more. Once we've heard from them, we're then going to worship together with another song. I'm going to jump up and down and I'm going to spin right around.
3, 2, 1, go. I stay focused on God by watching the very funny JAM by Philly and praying every night.
I focus on God when I pray, and I pray about TSP. Thank you, sorry, please.
I focus praying for my family every night and listening to my music in the car. My favourite is My Life House.
Well, I focus on God and remember him by thinking of what he did and the miracles that he did in the past. I focus and remember him by reading the Bible and singing praises to him and praying to him every night. And that's how I remember and focus on God.
I stay focused on God by watching my Lone Presbyterian sermon YouTube videos and also the Lone Presbyterian WhatsApp group.
Paul's advice to the church so far has been to make sure, first of all, we don't look back. Because when you look back, it's going to slow you down and you're going to be facing the wrong direction. And second of all, to stay focused. We want to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus as we run towards him. Now, the third piece of advice that Paul gives the church is to press on towards the goal. Or another word we could use is to persevere. But what does it mean to press on? Well, we actually just sang about it in our last song. If you were listening carefully, we sang, "I will run the race and I will never stop, and I'll follow Jesus until the day I drop." When you're running a long race, pressing on is what you do to make sure you cross the finish line, no matter how hard it is or how tired you might be. So step number 3 in our How to Run a Race tutorial is to press on. Now, some of you might know that running a race isn't always easy. As much as I loved taking part in sports day in school, I wasn't always good at all of the races. Some of them I found much harder than others. One of the races I found the most difficult was the three-legged race. In that race, you had to be tied to someone else and you had to cross the finish line together. So you had to make sure you were running in time with the other person. Otherwise, you'd end up on the floor. I preferred to run on my own, so that race was very hard. Or for anyone who's watching this morning who has run a marathon or a leg of the marathon, you'll know that running a race isn't always easy. Some parts of the marathon can be lots of fun and can be quite easy, especially if you're surrounded by people who are cheering you on. Anytime I've done a leg of the marathon, I've ran right through the city centre. And it's great because there's so many people cheering for you, giving you glasses of water, and sometimes eating some sweets to keep you going. And so the race doesn't feel that hard. But there are also parts of the marathon that can feel really difficult, especially if you have a big, long stretch of road ahead of you with no end in sight and nobody around to cheer for you. Or perhaps you have to run up a hill or over some uneven ground, and that makes the race feel really difficult. This is what it can be like for us sometimes as Christians. There'll be times when we have so much fun as we learn more about God, as we read the Bible, and as we sing and pray together. Going to things like JAM or holiday Bible clubs or even summer camps are so much fun as we grow in our faith. But there might also be times when it feels quite difficult, a bit like those hard times during a marathon. There might be times when we maybe don't understand something, or maybe we find it hard to read our Bibles or to pray. But even when it's tough, God is always with us. God promises us in the Bible that he will never leave us. So Paul's advice to us as Christians as we run our race is to press on towards the goal, even when it's tough, because we know God is always with us. So remember, don't look back, stay focused, and press on towards the goal. And when we do that, we'll see how we can become more like Jesus every day.
Dear God, thank you for all the advice that we can find in your words. Thank you for Paul's wise words that help us to strain towards the goal and win the prize that Christ has for us. Lord, help us to keep our eyes fixed on you and run towards the goal and not get distracted by where we have already been and by how others are doing. Help us not to compare ourselves to others and be discouraged by how we fall short. Lord, we ask that as we focus more on you and less on the things around us, that we would start to become more like you every day. Help us to become more loving towards ourselves and our neighbours. Help us to recognise what is right and what is wrong and show us how we can take a stand for what is right. May we start to produce all the fruits of the Spirit as it lives within us and help us to grow. Help us be people who show others love, faithfulness, kindness and patience. Help us to be peacemakers and to radiate joy to people around us. May we be filled by all the goodness, gentleness, and self-control that your Spirit can produce in us. Show us how we can help others, especially those who face injustice and oppression in a society that is often against them. We pray for all those today who are hurt by the people who are supposed to protect them. Would you be their refuge and their strength, and would they find their hope in you? Thank you, Lord, for all the ways that we can get to know you more and keep our eyes focused on you. Thank you for your word that is full of hope. Thank you that we can talk to you anywhere, anytime. We praise you when we are together and when we are apart. We praise you in church, but we also praise you in our cars, our living rooms, and our kitchens. Fill all these spaces with your presence. We also want to thank you, Lord, for all the people in our lives who help us to run towards the goal, who teach us more about who you are and pass on their faith to us. Thank you for our leaders and our teachers. Thank you for our parents and our grandparents. Thank you for our friends.
May we all spur each other on towards you. Amen.
Thank you for listening. And if you'd like further information, go to our website or connect with us on YouTube or Facebook. But in the meantime, stay safe and stay faithful.